My name is Alejandro Plastina. I'm an assistant professor in the Department of Economics at Iowa State University, and I'm also an extension economist focusing on farm business management.
Professor, let's talk about a recent custom rate survey that you were involved with and what you found out.
Well, the first thing is that we got a solid number of responses. The total number of responses was 182, and that's higher than last year. We also found out that people are willing to use online tools to answer this survey. This is the first time we implemented the custom rate survey online, and we got about one-third of the responses online, so that's very encouraging for future editions of this survey. Now, in terms of the numbers of the rates themselves, the rates actually varied somewhat depending on the specific activity, depending on the specific work that we look at. In general, if we look across all activities listed in the survey and we take out the percentage changes and the 5% lowest changes from across all numbers, the average percentage change from last year was about 2.6%. So what this means is that on average there was a slight decline across most categories of custom work. Now there's in terms of the dollar amount that that small percentage change represents, again, for that 90% of the total distribution of custom rates, the average across all those changes is about 5 cents in terms of changes in 2016 with respect to 2015. There was a 5 cent decline on average across all activities. Most of the activities. We take out the lowest 5% and the top 5% changes across all activities. In terms of where do we see those changes concentrated, well, most of the declines are associated with equipment that use somewhat of an intensity of use of gas. We know that gas prices have declined substantially since last year, and that, of course, is reflected on the rate of those activities. For example, tractor per hour or per HP per hour has declined by 22% from last year. Also, the activities related to seed production have seen a major decline compared to the average, let's say, changes in rates. And on the other side of the distribution, those activities that have seen a slight increase, and by this I mean a very small increase in rates, are mostly associated with livestock production and moving dirt and storing grain. The rate for grain auger has increased somewhat from last year. So that's in general what can be said about the entire distribution. Now, if we look at each specific activity, well, changes have been different across different activities. Another big difference between the 2016 custom rate survey and the 2015 custom rate survey is that now, starting in 2016, we not only report the average charge and the range like in past years, but we also incorporated the median charge, and also the number of responses, so the user can actually get a better idea of how representative those average and median charges are based on the number of responses used in the survey.
Using your economics background, and I don't know if the survey is really intended to be used on a recommendation level, but you look at the current farm economics that exist in 2016, and maybe the numbers do give you the answer to this question, but are more farmers turning to custom operators for at least some of their activities just to try to stay profitable this year, do you think?
Well, the survey is not designed to answer that question, so we cannot really make any inferences about the use of custom work based on this survey. This survey is just asking about the rate, given that people are familiar with custom work. So it can be the respondent can be a person who does custom work, a person who hires custom work done, a person who does both, or some others. There we have 22% of the respondents who chose not to self-identify, so not to report whether they do custom work, whether they hire custom work done, or a combination of both.
So the rates, by and large, declining. Were you able to gauge whether there are more custom operators out there now compared to previous years? Is that a number that you're able to tabulate?
No, unfortunately, this survey is not based on a census of custom work providers. So if we had a list of all the custom work providers across the state, that would make my life much more easier. and the survey, we could give a representative, we could actually give a margin of error for these numbers. Unfortunately, there no such census exists. So we have to rely on a list of contact information that we've collected through the number of years. And we keep updating that as much as we can through our farm management specialists and through personal contacts with farmers and with providers. But unfortunately, we don't have a list of providers, so we cannot really tell from the total universe of providers how many are responding to this survey. That's one thing. The other thing is, has the number of providers changed through time? Well, since we don't have an original list and another list to compare it through time, we cannot really tell whether that's the case or not.
Okay. Well, you've answered, I think, pretty much every question that I had going in. Anything else about the survey, though, that we haven't talked about that you think is important or noteworthy?
Revising here. Yes, I think it's important to highlight that these numbers, these rates, are just indicative. The only intention is to serve as a guide. They are not intended to be the numbers used in the contracts or in the agreements. Actual custom rates may vary depending on many things. Just to say a few, the availability of machinery in a given area, the timeliness, the operator skill, the field size and shape, crop conditions, the performance characteristics of the machine being used, and a number of other characteristics. So I think it's important to look at all the information we provide in this survey, not just the average or the median, but have a look at the range and also the number of responses. That will give, a good indicator of how much confidence you can have that that's a representative number at the state level. And again, the fact that even if you have a big pool of responses at the state level, that does not mean that that number, that rate, is the one to be used in a contract in a particular county. or in a particular operation. So that's why we have at the end of the report, this is file A310 in the Ag Decision Maker website, we have a small guide on how to estimate a machinery rental rate for items not surveyed. So if you are hiring machinery and that's not included in this custom rate survey, you can use that guide, and there's a small example there to estimate other rates for the items not surveyed. And of course, keep in mind that these rates are only intended to serve as a guide, and not to be used as directly off-the-shelf numbers to sign a contract.